DNI Gebert, Media Complicit in Russia Collusion Hoax. By Jeff Poor on July 24, 2025. Wednesday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard reacted to crazy questions from members of the media during a press conference about her efforts to expose so-called deep state actors alleged to have knowingly promoted debunked claims of Russia-Trump collusion to alter the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Gabbard told host Jesse Waters the media were complicit in promoting those claims. "You mentioned, Director, that there's, I guess, deep state actors who are still trying to prevent the truth from coming out," Waters said. "What do you mean by that?" Gabbard replied, "There are still people, it won't surprise you, within the intelligence community who don't want this information to see the light of day. Some of them may be implicated in the crafting of it. Others are concerned about people being embarrassed. Others are concerned about accountability. And what else we will discover as we continue down this path towards the truth and bring about accountability for the American people. That's really what this is all about, and why it does such a disservice. I was standing there in the White House press briefing room and hearing some of these crazy questions being asked by members of the media who are trying to distract and deflect away from the historic expose that we have brought forward. That once again, puts into question the American people's ability to trust the integrity of our democratic republic. And the reason why that is, and it's similar to the deep state actors who have been trying to stop us from releasing this, is that we have members of the media who were complicit in this from the very beginning, who were leaked early copies of this, or at least lines from this. January 2017 Obama manufactured intelligence assessment, she continued. They printed what they were fed. People like Ellen Nakashima from the Washington Post, who, by the way, went on to win a Pulitzer Prize because for years, she was so good at lying and not telling the truth to the American people that they gave her an award for it. These people are still here. Ellen Nakashima is still harassing people who work within the intelligence community who are calling up and reporting her using burner phones to try to ask them harassing questions. There are a lot of deep state actors still here within Washington. Gabbard added, "President Trump wants us to find the truth. I want to find the truth. The American people deserve the truth, and they deserve accountability. Which is why I'm really glad to see that Attorney General Pam Bondi in the Department of Justice announced the creation of a strike force team today. Specifically to get after all the intelligence and evidence that we have gathered. We have more coming and to determine the path forward to bring about that accountability." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.